Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
It's more Toast and Jam, just the way you like it. Broadcast from Alley Beans in beautiful Valley City. I'm Tim Oast. You can call me Toast, and this is Paul McDonald. You can call him Jam, and I caught him in between bites.
I'll stop. I'll wait. I'm having a strawberry rhubarb muffin with my Toast and Jam today.
Wow. And the coffee is what? Same old?
Yep, s'mores. That's 3 weeks in a row. Remember, it was always the Milky Way or Snickers.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing the s'mores.
S'mores, three in a row. Nice streak going.
I got a streak going here.
Yeah, no kidding. And I got Snickers this time, so.
Okay.
I switched it up a little bit.
You got to change things up.
But I have been eyeing that Coogan over there for about 15 minutes.
Okay. Is it going
to? It's going to disappear.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Oh, my coffee almost
Don't
disappeared.
Don't spill that, man.
No, we'd be.
That would not be good.
It'd be fried.
That would not be good. We would be done.
Yeah, you don't want to mess water or coffee or anything with the equipment. So here we go. No guest today, but do want to thank our executive producer, like always. That is Eric Kringley for making us sound the way we do.
That's a full-time job.
It is.
I mean, when he knows that Toast and Jam's coming, he sets everything, or he opens up his schedule for Tuesday because he knows he's going to be working all day trying to make us sound good.
Thanks to Carol and Tim. Hospitality is always great.
Yeah.
And the guests here are always fun.
We've got a couple possibilities.
Possibility. Oh, there's Megan. She's hanging pretty low. Megan.
She's making eye contact. That's telling me something.
One of the girls at Alley Beans, Megan. And we've got Tim Kattermas, too. He's here in the house. And he just got back from some Dickinson State alumni basketball thing.
They had basketball out there?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was before the Blue Hawks.
That was when they were the Savages, right?
Savages.
Yeah.
I was a Savage for 1 year.
I could go so many places with that one, T. I could go.
And then they switched it. To the Thunder Chick. I mean, the Blue Hawks.
The Blue Hawks.
Yeah. Raleigh Green.
So that would have been mid-70s.
It would have been 75.
Okay.
Yep, 75.
And see, I thought the Blue Hawks were much more recent than that, but it's been 50 years.
It has.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, let's do some local sports. How does that sound? Yeah, baseball, still going.
Baseball, winding things down. Legion, they were up in Dickinson last night. I made the nice trek out to Dickinson, and came up with a couple of wins, 7-3, 17-1, picking up two wins. They're 11-1 on the year in the league, 16-3 overall, top seed right now, and they play the Bismarck Reps here on Thursday in Bismarck to wrap up the regular season. Those two games will be for that top seed.
So what's doing it for this team, both pitching, hitting, defense?
Well, right now, the hitting is really hitting. They had 14 hits, so last night, 24 runs, 20 hits in the two games. They're hitting the cover off the ball. And last day, they were helped by wind. The defense for Dickinson were playing kind of shallow. And the top part of our lineup was getting it in that breeze and burning their outfielders and getting extra base hits. Jack Samuelson had, five hits on the night, had a couple of triples, a couple of doubles. Corbin Powell had a triple. Doubles up, a lot of extra base hits for him last night. But pitching has really been key. And they, that was always the beginning of the year. Like, we got enough guys.
Right.
Well, they've got five solid starters and five solid guys that can throw and give you quality innings. And, Bryson Heck came out for baseball this year, and he's been a very big key.
We always knew this group was good.
Yeah.
And now they're showing it.
Last year we went to state with 13 wins, kind of worked our way through the district tournament or the region tournament, got to state. Already 16 wins this year. Mm-hmm. Of course, we moved out west, and they went. They're 16-3 right now. Pitching has been stellar with James Schwer. Luke Proska has really come on and pitched fantastic this year for this team, along with Heck and Schwer, Corbin Powell. Leighton Hendrickson stepped in, struck out the side to wrap up the first game last night. Gave up a couple of hits, but then ended up striking out the side. So the pitching is going to carry you when you get to this time of year.
You bet.
It is going to be the pitching that's going to carry it because they can hit the ball. There's no doubt they can score runs.
And especially if you have more than one pitcher. I mean,
exactly.
They've got five.
They've got five, and
go
I would
long
say
ways.
Good quality arms. Five good quality arms. Adam Shenenko, who did a great job on the JV and a little bit with the varsity, hasn't really pitched a lot this summer, but there's another guy that you can count on that can step in and give you some quality innings.
Okay.
So, but they are, again, a couple of games left, and then they got the West Region next week. The Dukes and the Kings, the Babe Ruth teams, they're playing in their district tournament today in Castleton, weather permitting. At noon today, the Dukes, that is the 13U Babe Ruth team. They take on Kindred. And then the Kings, who are the 15U Babe Ruth team, they play Northern Cass at 2 o'clock, so immediately following. So a couple of games in Castleton today for the District 7 Babe Ruth tournament. Then that state tournament will be in Lemoore. Also, the 12U and 10U Blues, the traveling teams, they are having their state tournament next weekend. And lastly, the Parks and Rec, their league tournament, the 12U team league tournament, was this past weekend in Fargo, and they took third. Jesse Hendrickson, head coach that group, and they went 2-1 and took third place. The Derailers, the Valley City softball team, they are wrapping up their regular season. I mean, it's getting to that time of year. And talking Eric Kringley, they just had the Valley City Tennis Association Junior Open this past weekend. Yeah. 87 players were here.
That's incredible.
That is by far a record number of players that have signed up for this tournament. From North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and the girls had a great tournament. There's 12U, 14, 16, 18, singles, doubles, so that's eight brackets. In all eight brackets, Valley City had a girl in the final, either doubles or singles.
Wow. And the Kringleys are building a monster here. You know, the tradition is there, and everybody knows the Kringleys in tennis.
Yeah.
They want to be here.
Yep, and Matt Nielsen, you know, of course, his son Lane is really starting to come on as in that 14U bracket. The girls, Kaylee and Sky, they won the doubles championship in 18U. So a big shout out to Susan and Eric because they had to work around rain on Friday.
Okay.
And so they had to start things late on Friday but got through the tournament. So it's that time of year where the summer sports winding down and we're getting ready. School starts in 29 days.
Come on. Come on.
I'm telling you, man.
Earlier and earlier all the time. Remember those days after Labor Day?
Yeah, it was after Labor Day. We took our vacation in August, our family.
Yeah.
My dad ran the summer school in Fargo. Mm-hmm. So when summer school was done in August, that's when we went to Montana and took our vacation.
We always did a Medora thing every year, okay. Right before school.
Yeah.
Took the kids, did swimming, did the musical, chase gophers or what are they, prairie dogs they call them out there or whatever. But it's amazing. It's not that far away.
No, you always came back right around harvest time, and then it was time to start school.
Wow. You're wearing your Lions shirt, of course. The Lions All-Star basketball is going on.
Right. Jimmy Howard from Valley City. Oh, well, look, we have a guest, and I'll finish my story later.
Okay.
Because we have a special guest
we
got to go into
we
here.
Do.
So now you got to really talk into that.
You
can use your outdoor voice if you'd like.
But you can hug your, you got to hug your lips right on that microphone. So.
Oh, okay.
Like you're kissing your boyfriend or something, you know.
Tim, I sadly do not have a boyfriend. I know.
Are you kidding?
Well, there we go. So those of you that are interested, you come down to Allie Beans.
Yes, Allie Beans right here.
And
well, hello. My name is Megan. I am one of the baristas at Allie Beans.
Yes.
I've been here for now almost 2 years.
2 years. And you go to school here too,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm on my last year. I'm going for biology education. So
what? Biology education? So
yes.
You'd be biology teacher?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
High school or college level?
High school.
Okay.
High school to start off with.
Okay.
Yep. And then we'll go maybe up to college. We'll
okay.
see. We'll see if Dr. Hilde really inspired me for it.
You definitely have a good department there.
Yes, yes. The department there is so good. Mm. All the professors are just so good and everything.
And you're an athlete too.
Yes, I throw for the VCSU track and field team. I throw hammer, shot put, discus, and the weight for indoor.
And throw McDonald around, too, once in a while. Paul McDonald?
Yes, I do.
That's about like that throwing our hammer around. And, you know, talk about the throwers. That's probably your strongest event for the women are your throwers. Now, Brandy, you got some good distance runners with Just, and you guys got some good distance runners. But you throwers are always right there.
Yes, our throwers are so good. We're all so competitive with each other. And just even at practices, you can tell that we're all just really competitive and want to get that one step better.
Yeah.
Everything.
Do you have any seasons left or
I have
some years left?
One more season left.
Okay. Yes. Any goals there for next year?
My goal is to place hopefully in conference for the weight throw. I'm definitely strongest in my weight throw and hammer throw.
Sneak into the nationals, maybe, huh?
I don't think nationals.
You don't think so?
Nope, I don't think national title or anything.
Will that mean a different conference than two in track and field?
I know that we'll still be going to Dickinson for outdoor conference, but indoor conference I think will still be in Brookings, South Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think we'll get a couple more teams joining us and everything, but I haven't heard too much about this new conference and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to do some research on it myself and just see where they're at, because I know they don't have, like, baseball and softball they don't have.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's more of a volleyball, football, basketball conference.
I know our other teams will be traveling a lot to that West Coast.
Where's home?
North of Minot, a small town called Glenburn, North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. I graduated with 18 people. Yeah.
Wow.
Small school.
I have more people in my family.
What, you know, what brought you to Valley City State?
Definitely track.
Okay.
Track brought me. I was planning on going to Minot for the longest of time. And then in April, I got a phone call saying, hey, do you want to come throw? And I wanted to come throw.
Hey, that's
so
good.
So, yeah.
Good.
And
good.
You've liked your stay
and
so
I've
far?
And I've loved my stay. The community and everything in Valley City is just like another home to me and everything. So.
Little bigger than Glenburn.
Oh yes,
just a smidge.
Just like a lot.
We have more people in this building right now than are graduating class.
Yeah. Do you have a coffee house in Glenburn like
no,
this?
No, we do not. Well, actually, I did see one just open up in Glenburn.
Okay.
Yep, it's called Swigs.
Swigs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That sounds like something more than a coffee shop.
Nope, just coffee and lotuses like we have here. Yeah. Yes.
Oh my goodness. So you want to teach?
Yes, I want to teach.
What drove you to teaching?
So my senior year, I was actually a student aide for my high school science teacher, and that really just sparked my interest in wanting to teach science.
Okay.
And my aunt, too, is now a retired science teacher, so lots of science background I have with me.
Well, biology, so, you know, that's the cutting up of frogs.
Yep, frogs, cells. All of that. Meiosis, mitosis. Have you guys heard of that one?
Yeah, yep. Sort of, yeah.
See, back in the day, it was eating grasshoppers. We ate chocolate.
How do you dissect a grasshopper?
Oh, well, I actually have dissected a grasshopper.
Really?
In my zoology class.
You know, in
class.
Montana, they can get pretty big.
Chocolate-covered grasshoppers. We ate them.
Okay.
Yeah, I would never eat a bug. To be
honest,
I would never.
Spiders.
A worm because it'll slide down, but that's about where it ends.
No.
How did we get to that?
Biology.
Biology, yes.
That's how it is. Biology takes you to everything.
Yes.
Biology 101, you know? There it is.
Tim's going to be eating grasshoppers for class now.
Yeah. I want to get that on video.
Yeah, that'd be funny. My wife did the worm thing one time, last day of school. She was a first grade teacher. And. If they read all the books that they had to read, she would do the worm, swallow the worm.
Oh, wow.
Now, it wasn't a gummy worm. It was a
legitimate worm, like
real
an earthworm.
Worm.
Wow.
Changed her for life.
Yeah, that I feel like that would be, you'd have to go to the doctors after that one, I feel like.
Oh, goodness.
Hey. Well, I guess enough about your background. Let's talk about being a barista. Yeah.
Yes.
What, now I know you don't go to school for this, or do you? Is there some kind of training?
There is a little bit of training. I heard that in Seattle they have little coffee classes. I'm sure everywhere they have coffee classes.
Seattle,
everything.
And it gets a little artistic, you know, with all that fancy stuff.
I'm not very good at it. I mean, sometimes it's like, ooh, that's really pretty, and I'll take a picture of it. But, yeah, I usually just get a little leaf or something. But
how did you ever get tangled up here?
I don't know, really. Honestly, I was looking for a job my sophomore year. Freshman year, I wanted to get, like, just settled into Valley City. And then my sophomore year, I'm like, I could use a job. Had to pay for rent and everything.
Oh,
so
yeah, there's that.
It all adds up. So started working here, and I just have really enjoyed it.
Are you a coffee drinker? Or?
I am a coffee drinker. Okay. I am drinking black coffee right now, actually.
Okay.
I know. Be shocked. But when I started, I could not drink black coffee.
Really?
I have grown to like it, yes.
I got to have a little creamer in there. I can't drink it straight.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'll, at work, I'll drink it black.
Okay. Yes.
You know, because it's a little stronger. And did you know Tim knew this. Not this Tim. Your boss, Tim.
Coffee
One
Tim.
Of the bosses.
Too many Tims in this place.
Coffee Tim.
Too many Tims.
Coffee
yes.
Tim. That the medium roast or the light roast has more caffeine than dark roast.
Yep, the dark roast is just a bolder taste.
Wow.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your cold brew, actually, fun fact, has the most caffeine.
Cold brew
it.
Does.
Yes.
Then
yep.
I should have gotten this cold. Well, next time we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
What about all the lattes and the mochas and all
so
of that?
So the latte is just basically like a concentrated coffee, kind of. And okay. then you add your milk into like just to sweeten it up a little bit and have more.
Well,
so you have more milk than coffee in your lattes.
Milk can't be all that bad.
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, to my body it is.
Just like breakfast.
I do have to put oat milk in my lattes, but yes.
All right, very good. Well, Megan, we better get you back to work.
Yeah, better.
You're on the clock, aren't you?
I sure am getting paid to be here.
Well, perfect. That's great. We're not, but
we're not.
As long as you can be.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. We do this for the fun of it.
Ed, that's
exactly.
Okay. Yes.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Megan.
Yes.
So you will be on show number 76.
Okay.
Yeah, she's on show number 76.
This is 76.
Yeah.
76th episode.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So
I'll be sure to watch.
And where can she find that again?
You can go to Spotify.
Perfect.
Apple Podcast.
Perfect.
Or we have a website, ToastN with an N. Okay. Toastandjam.com.
Perfect. I'll so be sure to listen to my
friends and family.
Listen
they'll listen. I'm sure
okay.
they want to listen.
And the autograph seekers will be coming eventually when this gets
perfect.
Out.
And the boyfriends.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And the boyfriends.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll find out.
Yes.
We'll
we
find
should.
Out. Yeah.
Well, if it does, we'll be the Matchmaker podcast.
Yes. Maybe that will be your new
you
thing.
You know how. Well, wait a minute. If we find one for her, you got to find one for me.
Well, we'll work on that.
Okay, yeah.
A boyfriend, Paul?
That
Whoops.
Was perfect.
You stepped
there,
into that
I,
one.
There
definitely.
Go. That was the
I
best
put,
part.
That was outstanding. Without a flipping hesitation.
She'll do well at biology.
Yeah,
yes,
she will.
Yes. Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Megan.
Remember, guys, I am single.
That's right.
Yes, looking for a boyfriend.
Last name?
Lattinen.
Okay, mm-hmm. There we go.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Megan, thank
just
you.
Ask for
thank
Megan at Bally Beans, and
yep.
We'll pay for the first date.
Yes. Or,
right. Be a regular customer and, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
Work the eyes.
You never know.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Megan. Oh, good stuff.
That's great.
Here at Alley Beans, again, not only the coffees and everything, but they have the pastries, too, which are great. And you just downed one there. Well, halfway.
I do want to clarify, it's a girlfriend, too, for me, and not a boy. I just wanted to we never did. We just got a sidestep. That was outstanding.
That was pretty good.
That was outstanding.
Oh, good stuff. Anyway, the Lions. You're wearing the Lions shirt. You got the All-Star Games going on. They played last night.
They played last night in Bismarck. Jimmy Howard, Valley City girls basketball coach, coaches the A, B. Of course, when they went with a three-class system, the A and B combined to play the double A. And the AB won last night, the girls. I'm not sure how the boys did, but the girls won last night. Now they're in Fargo tonight.
I think the boys upper won.
The double A won.
Double A won, I think.
Double A, and usually they're high scoring games because you get all
90,
these.
I think it was 90-some to 70-some,
yeah,
something
you,
like
you
that.
Get these all-stars. But they're in Fargo tonight at Fargo South High School, and I'm going to head over there and watch the game. And representing the Lions. Actually, I'm wearing two hats tonight.
Yeah.
I'll be representing the Lions. But also as the president of the Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association, I'll be making a presentation. I could say, because I don't know if the winner, he doesn't know I'm coming to give this to him yet. Talking with the people in Fargo, they're keeping it hush-hush until I get there and we do this. Because they have a special scholarship presentation they give to kids with a kind of an elongated timeout. And they give away scholarships and do that for some of the players. That's what we're going to give this award to this former Valley City coach.
Well, and a very, I mean, this person, well-deserved.
35 years as a coach.
Yep. We're not going to mention any names, though, right?
No, I'm yeah.
And, we're not supposed to.
He missed the Mike Boccia era by 1 year. He left here
right
when Jeff was starting to play for Valley City and went to Fargo South and coached Fargo South for 28 years, 35 years as a coach, retired this year.
Had some pretty good runs, too.
He's had some great runs. Never won a state title, but had three or four runners-up.
Wow.
But 15 straight state appearances as the Bruins head coach.
Okay.
So that's going on tonight. But again, Jimmy Howard from Valley City coaching the AB girls. And we'll see what happens tonight. The All-Star Games, too, are wrapping up. You've had the Shrine Football, the Optimus Volleyball, and now the Shields All-Star Softball is done. And this is the last All-Star Game of the summer.
Bye-bye, summer.
Bye-bye, summer.
Still can't believe that. You know, when you're gone for 3 weeks, so in with the vacation in Europe, my summer has really been shortened.
Yeah.
But it was like summer over there, too, but it's just not the same. You know, you're on vacation, you don't worry about a thing. Twins, All-Star. Let's see.
Byron?
Byron Buxton did the home run contest. I think he made it to the semis.
Right.
And then he lost out. That Raleigh guy, what in the world? Is this guy on?
Yeah. He's got 35, something
38?
Like
38?
38 now.
38 before the break.
It's a little over halfway, but
I
still.
I know. And I think Judge has 35. Judge has
35.
It's going to be quite a home run contest.
Yeah.
Did Judge not do the home run contest?
I don't believe he did.
Okay. Saving himself.
Yeah.
For those playoffs when he strikes out.
For when they get to the postseason and flounder. But, of course, Buxton, the last game before the All-Star break, hits for the cycle.
5 for 5, and it was bobblehead day for him
for him as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that something? He's really moving into a role that he should have been maybe moving into a long time ago.
We
expected that.
I agree.
The health has been there.
Yeah.
That's the key.
When he was with the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the Class A team, always batting leadoff, had that speed. Got to the pros and, of course, got his man muscles and started hitting the home runs. But still, I mean, he's got, 21 home
21
runs?
21 homers.
14 or 15 stolen bases. Mm-hmm. He could easily be a 30-30 guy by the season's end.
I think he will if he stays healthy.
If he stays healthy.
Yeah.
Twins are in second place now.
Second, 11 and a half out.
Yep, 47 and 48, which ain't bad.
They could still do it.
They're 3 games out of the wild card. So there's still a lot of baseball left to be played.
I always look at it. All it takes is maybe 5-6 wins in a row and Detroit's 5-6 losses in a row, and all of a sudden a little heat is on.
And the second half of the year, we'll play a lot more within the division, and that's when they can make their move.
And hopefully, some of these pitchers come back.
Yeah. Yeah, Bailey Ober in
Lopez.
August. Lopez sometime later in July.
Yeah, he's been in the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
What in the world? Okay, but some of these young players are really doing it, too. I like Harrison.
Oh, Harrison Bader's my favorite.
Yeah.
What he had, the 2 homered game, where he had a walk-off.
Yes.
The 2 games against the Tigers, and they walked him off the first 2 games.
Clemens has been a nice touch to him. So a lot of good young players.
Getting
some time.
Yeah.
Let's see, I know where I was going with this. Boston. Eric's team, Boston, all of a sudden is making a bunch of noise.
They are hot here.
They had a big winning streak. And
1-8 in a row, was it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Depending on how they did at Tampa Bay. They had still had 2 games left at Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but they've been on a win streak here, so look out. Boston's coming alive.
And the Yankees have dropped to 2nd behind Toronto in the East, a couple of games behind Toronto, and then the Sox are about 3 back.
And it's hard to believe that the L.A. Dodgers had an 8-game losing streak. That's hard to believe.
That's way hard to believe.
And they're still 20 games over .500. Incredible.
Oh.
Okay, so Litchfield's 125th coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's a big event.
That's huge.
Marion had theirs earlier this summer. Now Litchfield's turn.
Yep. 19th car show, the 19th annual car show that they have is coming up this weekend in conjunction with that 125th celebration.
A lot of celebrating going on this weekend. Look out.
Yeah.
Summer nights on Central. Was that the first?
Second one.
Second
the one.
One?
Yep.
Okay.
They had one here the other day.
Heard it was a pretty
one.
Good one.
Yep.
And then Red River Valley Fair was very successful as well. They had some big crowds. Weather was very nice for it.
Ever since I left Fargo in 2000, I've never been back for Red River Valley Fair. I used to go every year.
Yeah.
But I haven't come back since.
Yeah. I hadn't been to one, I bet, for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I just took a walk around, and a lot of changes there.
Yeah,
very positive changes, and it was looking good.
And I'm a people watcher. I would like to just go somewhere, sit, and just watch people.
Yeah, we used to do that in Vegas, on our vacation in Vegas.
Okay.
Sit at Jimmy Buffett's place,
Margaritaville. Yeah.
And they had the outside seating, and just watch people walk by, and just, what in the world? Crazy people. But today in sports. By the way, I'm going to throw this in again. I'm grandpa once again, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Baby
That's
boy.
Right.
Yeah. Baby boy born, this is Tuesday now, Tuesday morning, 7:40, Everett Bradley Sheldon.
That's, you know who he shares a birthday with?
Who's that?
Jay Coca.
Really?
Jay Coca's having a birthday today.
Today, okay. And was born.
So again, Everett?
Everett Bradley. Bradley is one of the grandpas.
Okay.
And Sheldon. And that's my daughter Kelly and her husband Joe. Now they have three boys and a girl now.
Okay. They got all the boys.
They got all the boys. Tiff got shorted on the boys. She's got five daughters.
Oh, that poor dad.
Oh. Jake is in for a run.
Is he the farmer?
No. Well,
or
no,
fireman?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
He was a fireman.
Was
now
a
he's
fireman.
Doing something else. But
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got his work cut out.
Oh, man. Yeah. House full of women.
Busy house. One bathroom. Get in
oh,
line.
Oh, man.
Get
good
in line.
Good luck with that. No, just go outside during the summer. Grab. Just run through the sprinkler. That's how you're going to get your shower in.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Yeah, midnight. Maybe get a shower.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, congrats going out to...
Oh, well, congratulations,
Joe
Grandpa.
Joe and Kelly. Yeah, that's good news, and everybody's healthy, so that's all good.
Good deal.
Today in sports history, we've got 1876. Baseball's first official no-hitter.
Ooh.
George Bradley of the St. Louis Brown Stockings no-hits the Hartford Dark Blues 2-0.
I bet their uniforms were dark blue.
I bet they were, too. On this day, 1912, American athlete Jim Thorpe is placed in top four in all 10 events for an Olympic record, 8,413 points to win the decathlon gold medal at the Stockholm Olympics. Medal stripped in 1913, played pro baseball.
Yeah, he played for the Giants.
Right, but reinstated 1982.
Yep.
Well deserved. On this day, 1923, U.S. Open Men's Golf, Inwood Country Club, amateur legend Bobby Jones captures his first career major championship. And on this day, 1961, another golf one, British Open Men's Golf, Arnold Palmer wins the first of two consecutive Open championships. And on this day, 1980, Johnny Bench hits his 314th homer as a catcher, which breaks Yogi Berra's record.
That has since been passed. I think Carlton Fisk is now the top.
Okay. I wonder what Yogi said about that. I'm sure he had a Yogiism
he
on that
did.
One. Today's birthdays, on this day, 1935, Alex Karras, born on this day, Detroit Lions, died in 2012.
Mongo.
He was a TV star, too.
He had Webster, the TV series Webster. He and his wife, Susan Black,
did a good job on that. On this day, 1939, Mike Shannon, American baseball utility player, World Series for the Cardinals, and broadcaster from 1972 to 2021. Long time. Broadcaster, died in 2023.
I have a lot of his baseball cards.
Yeah. For some odd reason, he always showed up maybe three in a pack.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He was actually good friends with Roger Maris when Roger played for the Cardinals.
Okay.
Yeah.
On this day, 1935, another baseball player, Don Clendenin, American League first baseman, Pittsburgh Pirates, passed away in 2005. Some of the birthdays today. Other birthdays today, Linda Ronstadt is 78. Linda Ronstadt, 78.
Oh, man.
Drummer Artemis Pyle. Name Rick?
Artemis Pyle?
Artemis Pyle. Does that ring a bell?
Artist, you said?
Drummer.
Oh, drummer.
Drummer for a band. Artemis Pyle is 76. Leonard Skinnerd.
Oh, yeah.
Singer-guitarist David Pack, 72. Group Ambrosia.
Ooh.
And those are the birthdays for today.
All right.
And then I ran across this little thing with...
Yeah.
This was in the, I get the AARP magazine, because I'm of age.
I haven't gotten mine yet.
You're not of age yet, right?
Oh, I'm of age. I just haven't gotten it.
Yeah, okay. They did a little question-answer thing, an interview with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, And I took three of the questions that they asked him. You've talked about how basketball helped shape your identity and values. How so? And he said, it gave me the determination and patience I needed to excel. When I was in the fifth grade, an older kid in the neighborhood showed me the George Mikan drill, which involved shooting a hook shot. So I worked on it and worked on it, and by the time eighth grade rolled around, I was pretty good at it. The George Mikan hook shot drill.
Yeah.
Wow. What did you learn from John Wooden, your coach at UCLA? He was determined that we become better men first and better basketball players second. He didn't focus on winning, but he taught us in such a way that winning was a natural byproduct of our striving.
Okay.
But better men first and then better basketball players, John Wooden. Another one was, what is your most important lesson learned about aging? This was good. Older people are happier than younger people. You ever notice that?
I do notice that, yeah.
Yes, we'd love to have our young bodies back, but no one wants their young mind again, filled with all the anxiety, bias, and selfishness.
Nice.
If younger people could only see what we see and feel what we feel, they'd be a lot less judgmental. Pretty good stuff there.
I like that. Lou Alcindor.
Yeah. Great ball player.
Very good. Yep.
UCLA, how many championships? 13?
Well, they won 13. He was part of four of them.
Four of them, yeah.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah.
One more thing here.
All right.
I went to my first movie in a long time. I hadn't been in a theater forever. I think before
the last
COVID,
one you went to, I think, was it a silent movie?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was. First movie. This was in the West Acres. They've got the lounge chairs and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I almost felt, no, I didn't fall asleep.
You didn't fall asleep. Okay, no. You better not.
But we went to see Superman.
The new one.
And I didn't know what to expect there, but that was pretty good.
Was it?
Superman
right.
was pretty good.
I'd
say go to it.
Okay.
Check it out. There were a lot of people into the movie. They had their Superman shirts on. That's getting into
that's
it.
That's taking a little too far.
A dad and his son had Superman shirts
on. No.
Okay.
No.
You ready for the joke of the day?
Yeah.
Okay, my granddaughter.
Now, this comes from Liz, right? Or no, this.
Liz and Fran.
Yeah.
Liz and Fran. And this is a little bit for Eric. Eric, get your ears on.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This is the joke of the day. If I can control the microphone here.
Yeah, there you go.
It wants to hit me on the head. Why does the frozen yogurt always lose at tennis? Why does the frozen yogurt always lose at tennis? Eric, do you know the answer? Paul, do you know the answer?
Why does frozen yogurt always lose at tennis? Self-serve? Is it someone serve?
You're close. Because it has a soft serve.
Serve, I thought about it. Serve had to come into it somewhere.
Yeah, it did. That's pretty good, though. You're on top of that. Again, why does frozen yogurt always lose at tennis?
It has a soft serve.
Yeah, it's got a soft serve.
That's outstanding.
Oh, I tell you, those girls are something else. I love that. It's good stuff.
Oh.
Thank you, Liz and Fran.
Yep.
Up in Minot. Want to thank couple of people that I golfed with yesterday at Village Green, Larry and Jan Wennis. Larry Wennis has been a referee forever, and he does a lot of reffing with Tommy Bergen, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you probably
have seen him. Oh, I'm sure. I've seen him. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for putting up with me on the golf course. You know, I mean, I slowed him down a little bit.
From what you told me, yeah, you did.
I can't hit a putt.
Wow.
I got to take putting class again. It's like, every time it just skims the cup, that's how close it is.
You know you're trying to get it into the hole, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. It's not closest to. No. You got to get it into. Okay, all right.
Like I told you, I think in Foreman I had 14. There's 18 holes.
Correct, yes.
14 bogeys because I'm missing the par putt. Or I'm three putting.
Yeah.
That's another joke. There is the three putt What is it? The hold on here.
No, yeah, you look it up now.
I've got it here. No, it's the three putt support group. Hi, my name's Bob, and I'm a three putter. Welcome, Bob.
Oh,
but anyway,
no.
Anyway. Yeah, that's a crazy thing. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, I don't have any parting words.
No parting words?
Not right now, anyway.
Was a good week. Good week ahead. Let's see. I think senior golf is about halfway done. I think we go. They're going to be at Hillcrest in Jamestown tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I won't be doing that.
No, because you're going to be grandpa.
We're going to show off some grandpa stuff.
Nice.
See how that works. But other than that, I don't think there's a whole lot. You know, the summer's winding down, and it's going fast, way too fast.
But and, again, just a reminder, because, of course, when going out to Dickinson last night, a lot of road construction in around Mandan and Bismarck.
Fargo, everything.
I saw people flying through the construction zone yesterday.
Isn't that sad?
And it's like, I don't care if there's not a person there. There is a reason for those cones. There's a reason why it's one lane.
Yeah.
Where in the heck are you going in such a bloody hurry?
And respect. Put a little respect in there to our workers out there.
Right.
They're putting their life on the line.
Because
of the people that are driving too fast.
Yeah. It's just.
It doesn't take much where they jump over that concrete
barrier.
You don't know
where they're going to come racing through or come and jump over to get to. No. Slow down.
Slow down, people.
And you know what? Today being the 15th, in 2 weeks, those fines are going to be up there.
Yeah. And anytime in the construction zone, it's doubled. So
yeah. So
just use a little care out there.
Slow it down.
Definitely. That is Toast and Jam for this week from Alley Beans in Valley City. Thank you, Tim and Carol, always. Thank you, Megan, for joining us.
Yep.
That was good.
Yep. Again,
she was afraid, too.
She's looking for a boyfriend, so just come to Alley Beans and ask for Megan, you're set to go.
And thanks to Eric Kringley. Hope you enjoyed the joke of the day. We did that just for you. Our executive producer, who does all the wonderful things. Thank you. And no parting shots? No nothing?
I don't have anything. I'm good. Thank you, though.
You bet. Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now.